BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
We're recording this before the Lolathon began, so we sound really bright, don't we, Chris?
Oh, I'm loving it.
We won't sound anything like this. Enjoy.
One. Scott Mills and Chris Stark.
Okay, animal jokes. Hello, Paula in Cockermouth. What happened to the frog that broke down? Got towed away? Caroline, a termite walked into a bar and asked, is the bartender?
What? Can you do that one again?
A termite walked into a bar and asked, is the bartender? I don't get it.
No. What do you call a fly with no wings?
Go on.
A walk.
Okay.
We're going to have to adjust to these new jokes.
Yeah.
We're quite sort of desensitised.
It's very different to the last hour of jokes.
Would you like a joke from the people of Piece of Piddle?
Yes,
called Piddlers.
Yes.
The Piddlers have sent you this. Why has the milking stool only got three legs?
Don't know.
Because the cow has the udder.
Yeah, see, these don't even touch the sides now, do they, after that last hour?
Well, early morning crew might be able to help. Okay, so we had a little brainstorm yesterday and we were like, how can we get you through silly o'clock? So we've come up with things that we find silly, potentially funny, and we want to play those things in a bit to see if they make you laugh or whether you're just over it now.
Okay.
Would that be okay? So silly things at silly o'clock. So this is based on the fact that some of our listeners... like, I don't get it. I don't find it funny. Okay. So, but these are things that everybody else finds funny. So we thought we'd get some examples of these and see if they are actually funny or whether they're just silly or stupid.
Whether
you two are overtired.
Okay. And so it's whether we laugh or not.
Yeah. So if you laugh, I will donate £5 to 70205 by texting the word LOL each time these clips make you laugh.
All right. So what have we got?
Okay. All right. So. Should I tell you who it is, or do you want to try and guess and then see if it, you find it funny? What would you like to do?
Doesn't really matter.
Okay, all right.
I'm too tired to care, Adele.
Something that everyone finds funny, but a lot of our listeners don't. Yeah. Mrs. Brown's Boys. Let's have a listen.
Okay, let's have a listen to that. I mean, generally, it's lol-free, that show, for me.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a massive fan of it.
Right,
I
mean, well, that made me laugh, so that's a donation for starters.
Okay, here we go.
All right, here we go.
Can you tell you now somebody is going to die?
We need reconciliation.
Well, we have cornflakes or Rice Krispies. Take your pick.
Why are the audience laughing? Have they been paid?
It's baffling, isn't it? Because obviously some people find it funny.
I mean, I know Mrs. Brown. It's a man, by the way. Shook. You knew that, right?
Yeah.
Right. You didn't think it was an actual Irish lady?
No, though? I didn't, no.
Because okay. It's a man.
I know it's a man.
Yeah, and his wife, who also plays his daughter in the show, which is a bit weird... she was on my Strictly year, so I met and made quite good friends with Brendan and Jenny. I didn't tell them that their show was crap, but but they're very nice people.
Okay. Right. Next one.
Okay, the next one. Yeah. Let's go. I've never seen this show, Big Bang Theory. See if you found.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I don't care.
Okay, all right, go on.
It's
go
one
on.
Of them that's got like 16 series. I can't even be bothered to delve in. Okay, it's always on planes.
Right, okay. Always on. Okay.
I noticed that you offer soup and a half sandwich.
Yes.
Where exactly does the half sandwich come from? Are you giving me half of someone else's sandwich? Or do I have to wait for someone else in the restaurant to order the other half?
No, Sheldon, they just make a half sandwich.
You can't make a half sandwich. If it's not half of a whole sandwich, it's just a small sandwich.
Okay, fine. It's soup and a small sandwich. Is that what you want?
No, of course not. I'll have my usual.
Chris, explain.
I think you've misrepresented the show. It is a good show, that.
Okay.
Can I just say something? I believe that 98% of those American shows, like Friends, aren't funny.
Mm.
It's very American humour.
I just want to mention something that we were talking about on the show the other day.
To me, anyway.
You know the canned laughter that they play? Have you heard about the creepy thing about the canned laughter?
What?
Okay, so this is definitely with US TV shows.
They're not all dead, are they?
They're dead.
What?
What do you mean they're dead?
Canned laughter is dead people laughing because they recorded it in the 50s. So all the people that are laughing are dead.
No.
Why are they all dead? Why do they have to be dead?
Well, most of them. Because they were adults at the time when they recorded.
Yeah.
But why don't they do new ones?
I don't know.
Don't need to.
They just use the 50s canned laughter.
People laughing is the same.
Yeah.
here in 2019 as
eternal.
It was in the 50s.
Yeah.
But that's odd.
I know. So just to creep you out a little bit more. Do you want one more?
Yeah, go on him.
Okay, all right. Well, because he's back at the moment, Alan Partridge. Go for that one.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. All right, let's hear this.
Yeah. Thanks very much for being this morning's farmer, Robert Moon. Robert, did you have your breakfast this morning?
Well, I reckon the way things are...
Can you just answer yes for the purposes of a joke?
Yes.
In which case, it must be a full moon. Hello?
Still here.
Yeah, I was making a pun on your name.
All right.
Anyway, thank you very much for being this morning.
That's a good one.
I'm donating.
Yeah,
right.
That's a good one.
If that made you laugh, and you can donate £5, please. There you go. There's my text.
Nice one,
text the word LOL, LOL, to 70205. Thank you.
I've got one for you from Inunabingo from earlier, which you're going to love.
Okay.
It's an old news report where this news reporter gets it very wrong. And this was played on Inunabingo earlier with Megan from Love Island. So it's quite incredible what this guy's achieved, considering, because he's made this summit. Listen.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay, excuse me, he's blind.
One of my favourite ever clips. Text the word LOL, give us £5. 70205, text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge. Again.
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me, he's blind.
Good morning, Vanessa Feltz.
Good morning.
Yes, Vanessa. Thank you for coming in.
It is a great pleasure to be here. Aren't you all looking gorgeous for this time of the morning, though?
Are we?
Well, you are.
Yeah, well, I've got a nice full face of makeup here.
I can't imagine why you don't do that every day. It's stunning. Irresistible.
If I could have a makeup artist every day, I would.
Me too. I'd have one following me around. Also, I'd have a lighting technician.
Yeah, I would.
Just give me one of those Arctic Nordic lights under my chin at all times.
Yeah. You know, how are you anyway?
Lovely. Fab.
Thanks for dropping in. We thought Vanessa would be amazing at your mum jokes.
Your mum.
Which we've had a lot of, actually, through to the email. You can send your jokes in to lol@bbc.co.uk. Vanessa, what have you got for us?
Well, I've got, your mum is so old, she knew Burger King when he was a prince.
This is a great idea. Vanessa Feltz doing your mum jokes.
Your mum. Sometimes people might call me your grandma and they'd be right as well. Your mum is so posh, she calls the gym the James.
That's good.
Nice.
These are good.
And this is from Lucas. Your mum's so fat, she doesn't need the internet. She's worldwide.
Oh,
that's just mean, Lucas. Oh. Mean. Your mum is so stupid, says Gabby in Southampton. She stared at a carton of apple juice for 12 hours because it said, concentrate. My kids used to say, when I used to go to Marks and Spencer's in Temple Fortune, Northwest London, there was a button you could push when you were going into the car park. One was pushed for ticket and one was pushed for attention. And they always used to yell at me from the back, my kids, push for attention, you know you love it. Your mum's so attention hungry, she pushes the attention button on the way into the car park.
And then Ocado came along and I haven't been to a shop since.
You've got your posh in here, aren't you? It's not like this at Radio 2, let me tell you.
Yeah, whatever. Any more?
Oh, no, drag. What else have we got? Your mum's so stupid that when her iPhone died, she buried it. Can Vanessa stay forever, please? Never leave. Ever and ever and ever. Your mum's so skinny that when I held her hand, I got a paper cut. Is that nice? I don't know. These are a bit rude. Why am I doing these? I'm sure everyone's mums are really delightful.
You're doing it for charity.
Nothing
Vanessa.
Personal about this to your mum. All mums listening, big yourselves up.
Yeah. I love the way you're doing these because it's almost like if you're waking up now, your mum has done this.
Well,
it's
like, it feels like to me. I feel like, who are these people that I'm just telling horrible things about their mums? What have they ever done
the
to
nation.
Me? Nothing. Nothing at all. Fair, is it?
I don't get that one. Your mum's so fat she puts her belt on with a boomerang.
What? Because it's got to go back where it started and she can't reach around the back. Is that right?
Oh, wow, I'm tired. hey, Vanessa, thank you very much for the, your mum joke.
It's such a pleasure.
And thank you for being part of our 24-hour LOL-a-thon for Comet Relief. Have you donated yet?
Yes, of course I have. And also, I'm going to be busily dancing next week. We've got a whole dancing thing going on.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Endless dancing. It's Claudia and Tess dancing. All the way through my Radio 2 show. You can imagine how much I'm looking forward to that. I just can't wait. I really can't.
Yeah. I love when you get involved in this show, though, because we get you to do some funny things. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I seem to remember we were all in the cinema watching 50 Shades together.
Oh, come on. That was the greatest day of your life.
That
you
was wonderful.
You went in a child and you came out a man. And now he's a lady.
And look at him now. Yeah.
No holding him back at all. He's just spread his wings and flown, that's it.
Adele, we did go to watch the first 50 Shades film with Vanessa at the cinema.
Yes.
Lovely.
Yeah. We were scarred, actually.
What did you think, Lady V?
Absolutely hellish.
Yeah.
Ghastly.
She was all the way through, she's like, this is ghastly.
We were waiting to be aroused at all times and it failed to titillate us. We were untitillated. The ice cream was okay. The company was excellent. The film was abysmal, and that's the most polite word I can say.
Zero arousal from any of us.
Zero point from us. Nul point.
Zero point.
And then there was that time that that magazine reported that you were back on the custard.
Oh, that's right. Custard. And I came in here and we tried to reenact it live, didn't we?
The headline was, "She's friends fear, she's back on the custard."
Yeah. Right. And then we proved it was actually literally physically impossible to drink custard. And we tried, didn't we?
We did, we tried.
I think we nailed a load of it, didn't we?
It was very hard to get the thing to trickle. Yeah. It was the trickle factor that
failed
us.
She's not back on the custard.
She's not.
And look at me now, hang on.
You look amazing.
Have I been drinking custard?
No, you do not. You look svelte.
But do I miss it? Yeah.
Vanessa's svelte.
Vanessa's svelte.
Thank you.
Yeah, not being on the custard is working wonders for you, babe.
Felt headline, it'd be good.
Yeah,
on that same magazine.
Yes. Yes. Thank you so much. You're always such a good sport.
Such
Thanks
a
for
pleasure
coming
to
in.
See you
Thank
next
you.
Time. Okay, so I brought you Lady V in the first hour of this show. So the second hour, I just want to chill you out a bit, zen you out a bit.
Okay.
To be fair, this next person does keep me up in the morning if I look at his Instagram, but he's here to chill you out right now. He is A.L. Booker of Love Island.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello,
sir.
Hello.
Hello, mate.
What a nice intro that was. Thanks so much.
Is it E.L.? Or
oh no,
Al, or
it just is what it is.
What you do know? You?
It just is.
What do you prefer?
I say Al.
Al.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
But you know, as long as you try and say it, as long as you just, you know, don't call me something completely different, then I'm chilled. I'm happy.
Okay. How long have you been awake? You look super awake.
I have been awake since 4:20 this morning, so not too long.
Okay.
I tried to go to bed early, but it didn't quite work.
Nah.
You know, we're doing loads of jokes. Can I do one on you?
Yeah, you can.
It's just knock knock, so it's easy. Okay. Right? This is from from Neve in Northampton. Knock knock.
Who's there?
I did up. Then you got to say, I did up who?
Oh, yeah. I did up who?
Ha ha, you did a poo.
Oh, ha ha. Ha ha.
That's the level we're at now, mate.
You're not going to make me
fart. That's what you're joining.
No, that's Jack Jones.
Hello, Mac from Torquay. Adele, knock knock.
Who's there?
A little old lady.
A little old lady who?
I didn't know you could yodel.
That's pretty good. I've got one.
Yeah.
The guy who stole my diary just died. My thoughts are with his family.
He's good.
Nice.
He's on.
Yeah.
Now, what's your plan now, Adele?
Okay, so Al doesn't only just do jokes. He also motivates me and, as I said, gets me up in the morning and gives me a little boost. Mm. So over to Al. He's going to give you some motivational words. Do you mind, Al, if I play something out that we did on Early Breakfast last year, something that you gave to us, something that got us all through our early mornings, our shifts, kept us going, and maybe I could share that with the boys?
Let's do it. Go on.
Okay. So if you just go down, Scott.
Go down.
Yeah. Pick that one up.
Which one? That one?
That's the one.
All right.
And press play.
Hey, Adele and the early morning crew. It is Al here from Love Island. So here's a spiritual treat to focus your mind and get you in the zone for the day ahead. The song is Pure Shores by All Saints.
Okay. And we're playing that song, are we?
We're playing the song, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And this is going to get us, like, what's this going to do?
This gets us in the zone, in that zen zone.
Okay, so this is like preparation before you then really go in.
Before I Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Going hard.
Zen, yeah. Scott, just on the beach, yeah.
Yeah, just
chill,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I might get a henna tattoo in a minute.
Yeah, can you feel it?
Yeah. Let's drink just a chang,
your arms,
yeah.
Your arms
braids,
are waving.
Braids, yeah.
Oh, I might have a
your
chang.
Hair's
gap
flowing.
Year, yeah.
Yeah, gap year.
You're going to go find yourself right now.
Find yourself, yeah.
Yeah, might go to a full moon party later. Yeah?
Oh yeah, drink from buckets. Yeah,
yeah. Well, might just hang out with my new friends on the Koh San Road.
Yeah,
and
Koh Samui.
Yeah, and might buy a knockoff Ralph Lauren T-shirt.
A necklace with a shark tooth. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And chill. Might, yeah,
Prob's gonna get dreadlocks.
What about a tattoo?
Maybe.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Henna. Yeah,
henna. Yeah, I don't want permanent. And spend all my parents' monies. That was awesome.
Sandals, yeah.
Yeah, no, thongs, actually.
Sorry.
That's what they're called. Just living in flip-flops all the time, yeah. All Saints and Pure Shores on Radio 1. Eyal is with us. He's a spiritual...
Hello.
He's a spiritual guy. This is... I'm really enjoying this now. It's like... It's almost as good as having a massage. What have you got for us?
Are you ready? Just you sit there and you listen.
Smother me in spiritually, yeah, please.
All right, don't kill the vibe.
Hang on.
Come on, bring it back.
Do we need to do anything?
No, you just...
I feel like closing my eyes is good.
Although, if you're driving to this, don't close your eyes.
No, but I'll close my eyes.
Yeah, you close your eyes.
Okay, cool.
Who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens.
Yeah.
You feel that? Yeah.
I want more.
Yeah.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
Do you think you could record something for me privately?
Yeah, I guess so. We can work out an arrangement here.
Yeah, I think this would be quite nice as always. Maybe it's just before I went to sleep.
I'm so
here we go.
Yeah, I'm just
one second.
Dribbling.
Change. Wait, you're gonna love this one. The bad news is time flies. The good news is you are the pilot.
He's got a good voice, isn't he? You know, you can get them apps, those like meditation apps. You should do them.
Yeah? Shall I bring out my own meditation?
Yes,
app?
I would download that immediately.
Bedtime with Booker.
Oh. It's true, you can just send people to sleep.
I would also download that. Okay, any more?
Yeah. Change your 24 hours and you will change your life.
Are these just coming out of your head?
These are just, you know, I just...
That's rubbish.
I had my Zenful sleep. Oi!
I'll take that one.
Oi! Hang on, look how much you're achieving in 24 hours because you've changed it. Look how much money you're raising for Comic Relief because you've changed your 24 hours.
Good point, actually. Yeah.
Come at me. All right, this is the last one for you.
Oh, make it good, Al.
In three words, I can sum up everything I've learnt about life. It goes on.
Oh, yes, actually.
Thank you, man.
Can I add one more motivational message to this? Can you read this one?
Sure.
Yes, I can.
I feel so zen right now.
Okay, all right.
I might have to get my Jack Johnson album.
I thought you... Yeah, anyway.
That's taken a while.
So, please, to donate to the Lolathon... And
hang on,
Comic
do you
Relief?
Want some whale sounds?
I would love some whale sounds.
Whales, now
I'm feeling it. Okay.
Yeah, are they whales?
Go full AR London.
Right. To donate £5, text the words LOL to 70205. The text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge.
Terms and conditions. Yeah. I'm not.
Yeah, music, change the
that's
music.
Not Wales.
No, that,
Wales.
Yeah, yeah.
Hang on.
That's not a vibe.
That's nicer.
Mm. Once again, right, this is all going towards Comic Relief. To donate £5, text the word LOL to 70205. Text will cost your donation plus your standard network message charge.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. I feel slightly re-energised.
That's what I came here to do. Yeah.
I feel levelled. I feel reset leveled. And I feel levelled.
Job done. Thanks, Ia. And who have we got next? Is it Luke Kempner?
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh,
mate, we go again.
We go again.
On the last Lolathon, which was 2 years ago.
No.
Luke was here early doors, like now. And I mean, it was so fun last time, so I think we should do more of the same, really.
Yeah, definitely. I like that I've sort of moved to 6 a.m. now, because 4... But then I did wake up this morning, I was like, you can't feel bad. Those guys have been up since 1 p.m. yesterday.
Well, I got up before 1, Luke.
Oh, no, yeah, sorry. Yeah. Yes, yes.
We've been doing this.
I thought you just got it out of your bed, straight into the studio.
Hey, Luke, for whoever doesn't know what you do, what do you do?
I am a comedian and an impressionist. Do lots of lovely impressions, everything that you could ever want.
And he's a great friend of the show.
Yeah.
Been around for a long time now, guys. I feel like I've been knocking about for about 5 years.
Yeah.
Do you do Gemma Collins?
Basically Gemma Collins?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, when I do her, I do sort of sound a little bit like Alan Kay, doesn't it? You know what I mean? It's not too far away, is it?
I found my favourite GC clip. Here it is.
And this is what I'm doing.
Okay.
I'm not getting involved. I'm here to enjoy myself, GC style. Do you know what I mean? I just want to be me.
I just want to be me. I just want to be me.
Look, I'm just looking at the list of voices that you did here, and there's like one or two that I don't remember from last time that I'm intrigued by. Louis Theroux.
Yeah.
Can we hear a joke in a sort of Louis Theroux
style? Okay, well, let's go straight one I've got here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what sort of goes straight into Louis Theroux now? Is that a kind of... Are we going to do that? Is that fine? Okay. Well, let's look at this one I've got here. This one's from Jim Watkins, and he says, what do you call a vicar on a moped? Rev. Is that funny? I can't work out of that. Is that, I don't know. Is that funny? Are you finding that funny? You guys are sort of looking confused.
I'm finding you.
I don't know. I can't. Am I? Is this weird? I'm not sure. I'm sort of. Shall I do another one?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. You guys have been awake a long time. Okay, this one's from Adam Parsons, and he says, I went into an Apple store and farted, and everyone started glaring at me. I said, what? It's not my fault you haven't got Windows. I don't get that.
Adele, who would you like?
Trump.
Trump.
Okay. Well, here's something that's happened while we've been on air. President Trump famously gets people's names wrong a lot.
Uh-huh.
So one of my best clips, and I've watched this hundreds of times, is where he says to one of his aides, go ahead, Ken, and then he has to announce him that his name's Chuck. Listen to this.
One mistake, and it's no good, but we just can't make mistakes, right? So we don't make mistakes. Go ahead, Ken.
Chuck Canterbury, the National President of the Fraternal Order of Police from South Carolina.
Now, since we've been on, Trump has been speaking, and he had the CEO of Apple with him. His name is Tim Cook. So remember, have it in your head. He's the CEO of Apple, and his name is Tim Cook. Here we go.
People like Tim, you're expanding all over and doing things that I really wanted you to do right from the beginning. I used to say, Tim, you got to start doing it over here, and you really have. I mean, you've really put a big investment in our country. We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Oh, no. Tim Apple.
He doesn't care, does he?
Oh, you know, if I get in it, it's great to be here with you, Scott and Dave. It's fantastic, you know.
We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple.
Can we have a bit of Trump?
Yeah, look, we got a fantastic joke here. It's, you know what, it's, you'll realize as I start reading it why it's so perfect for me, okay?
Okay.
Two oranges at a bar. One orange turns and says to the other one, you're round. You're round, like he's a round orange. And I'm orange. You know? So it kind of makes perfect sense. Tremendous potential here. Yeah. Tremendous potential. Fantastic. Very nice. Scott Dills.
It's Radio 1's 24-hour lullathon for Red Nose Day.
Good morning.
Your eyes just crossed.
Huh? Good morning.
Chris. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Chris.
It's breakfast with Greg James.
Here we are.
You all right, mate?
You look amazing, Chris. You look so beautiful. Who contoured you? Who made you look like this?
Some drag queens at 3 a.m.
That was Grace, who did the contouring.
Yeah.
And what were the other names of some of the drag queens? I can't remember.
Titty Bang was here.
Yes.
Hmm?
And JonBenet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And they've given me the name Pat Noodle.
Well, what's interesting is that someone brought in some face wipes for you about 2 hours ago, but they are unopened and you are now living your life as this new character. You have made a choice here. No. You could have taken it off, but I don't think you should. I think you look amazing.
Oh, no, she's full drag now.
Yeah. Who is this beautiful woman you've brought in with you?
Mm. Oh, it's a man, Derek.
Okay. We need to do jokes before yesterday's quiz.
Oh, no, we don't, because... Lucy, hi.
Oh, hello, Lucy.
Hi.
Welcome to yesterday's quiz, Lucy. It's day four of yesterday's quiz. It's been quite a competitive week. You're all teachers from Middlesbrough, and your mates are maths teachers. You're a history teacher.
I am. I'm the odd bod.
Okay, well, we have got some history jokes to kick off yesterday's quiz today, so should I start with this one here?
Please.
Elizabeth in Atlanta, Georgia, in America, has got in touch with the Lolathon, and she says, what do you call Shakespeare in Antarctica? Coldplay. Stark?
Okay, hello Lucy, by the way.
Hi.
This is from Claire on the Isle of Wight. Okay, we'll go with it. God's
biblical.
It's biblical, yes. It's a biblical one. God said to John, come forth and you shall be granted eternal life. But John came fifth and won a toaster.
mine's not historical, but it is topical. From Tricia, what's Donald Trump's favourite brand of ice cream? Walls.
Nice. And make them pay for them.
And Lucy's got a history joke because she does history. Go on.
Why were the early days of history called the Dark Ages? Because there were so many knights.
Good.
So many nights.
Good. Now, Lucy, let's do serious face now. So far this week, it's been very high scoring on yesterday's quiz.
It is so high standard.
What's the mood in the staff room at the moment?
I think there's a lot of pressure on me. I definitely think I got the unfair deal of the bargain as well, because I think it's been a lot more publicised as the week's gone on. I feel like there's a lot of listeners to it.
Yeah, that's true. This is probably the biggest show of the week for
more
sure. Beth scored 11. Ruth and Hannah both scored 12. 12 is the score to beat. Now, Chris Stark, you're going to be the no.
I'm the no.
So if there's an incorrect answer, you get
no.
A.
No!
Sorry? If you get an incorrect answer, it's a...
No!
Good. And Scott, if Lucy gets the correct answer...
Yeah.
Good. It needs to be quicker than that.
Okay.
So it needs to be a...
No!
Anna.
Yes!
Good. Are you ready for yesterday's quiz, Lucy?
I am. As ready as I've ever been.
90 seconds on the clock. Your time starts now. Manchester United played PSG in which French city last night?
Oh, I don't know.
No!
Paris. Which tennis player said he's free from pain after hip surgery?
Andy Murray.
Yes!
55 years ago yesterday, Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. What sport was he best known for?
Boxing.
Yes!
Which news website published its first newspaper yesterday?
BuzzFeed.
Yes!
The FA has banned Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino from the touchline for 2 games, but which city is Tottenham in?
Pass from
Oregon. No!
The world's largest bee has been found in the wild 38 years after its last sighting. What food do bees make?
Honey.
Yes.
Who played yesterday's quiz yesterday?
Hannah.
Yes.
Which pop star shared 30 things she'd learned before turning 30?
Yes.
What 24-hour event kicked off at 1 p.m. yesterday on Radio 1 to raise money for current relief?
Yes.
John Turode and Greg Wallace were on The One Show last night. Which cooking show do they present together?
MasterChef.
Yes.
Which rodent did Chris Stark find in his kitchen yesterday morning?
A rat.
Yes.
Which Japanese cartoon cat is getting its own film?
Hello Kitty.
Yes.
Arctic Monkeys drummer Matt Helders says fans won't have to wait another 5 years for the next album. Which city are the band from?
Sheffield.
Yes.
What was the date yesterday?
6th of March.
Yeah.
Who presented the Radio 1 Breakfast Show yesterday?
Greg James.
Yeah.
What time was it this time yesterday?
It was
7:25. Yes!
That's
amazing!
Huge. That
Whoa.
Is really good work.
Woo,
that's amazing.
Exhausting.
I'd like to say, I am a history teacher, not a geography teacher, and I'm not very good at geography.
It's fine. And I liked that you said Catherine Barrigan. But the good thing was that you were quick and we got through a load of questions. And I can confirm that after 4 days of yesterday's quiz, the highest score so far was 12. That was by Ruth and Hannah. Today, Lucy, you have finished the week on a high 14 points on yesterday's quiz.
Yeah. Yeah. Massive.
Wow.
I mean, it would be embarrassing if I didn't, as study my history as sort of what my job depends on, but yeah.
I think you did really. You will go down in history, Lucy, as one of our finest players of yesterday's quiz. That was the comic relief difference. You two being here really lifted it.
Absolutely raced through those. Yeah, don't mention it, Lucy.
Yeah.
Lucy, thank you very much. Have a great weekend, and thank you to the rest of the gang as well.
Good luck with the rest of the day.
Thank you.
We are in the presence of greatness. Tom Kerridge is here. We love you, Tom.
Morning.
Tom,
morning.
We love you anyway.
Thanks, mate.
But you bringing in food for everyone, is what these boys need.
Well, it is. Yeah. It's like they're on a lolathon. They're tired. They're exhausted. They need boosts of energy. And there's nothing better than sausage rolls and coffee, is there?
Right.
We need some food jokes as well. So have you got any over there?
I have. Yeah, I've got one here from Daniel Parks. He says, hear about the new restaurant called Karma? There's no menu. You just get what you deserve.
Good.
What do you think you get, Chris?
I don't know. It's a great question, mate. This one's from Brian Williams. What's green and goes boing, boing, boing? Yeah. A spring cabbage.
Good. Steve in Bromsgrove says, how do you make gold soup? With 13 carrots.
Yes.
Hannah in Warrington, what do you call a chicken with lettuce over its eyes? Chicken Caesar salad. Okay, yeah, I get it now.
I don't know if you listen. I'm not going to awkwardly ask you the question. But we do a thing called Star Listener on this show.
Yeah.
And the Star Listener gets a fanfare. It's like they're the Star Listener of the show because they've done a funny text or like an amazing thing. And they also get a gift out of the hamper of stuff that I find around the office.
I love that.
Now, usually it's tat, okay? Yeah. It's an old Christmas album. We've got some sort of rubbish books that you might have in your toilet or something, like, or a rubbish old phone case. We normally have real tat that we give out to the listeners. If I donate to comedy, if I do, what's it worth? Three texts. Can I have a copy of your book?
Yes.
Your cookbook to put in the hamper.
Yeah, of course you can. 100% you can have a copy of it.
What were you saying?
We will do dinner and an overnight stay at the Hand of Flowers. That's what we'll do. Dinner
wow.
and an
that's
overnight just... stay at the Hand of Flowers. So
what, for me?
No, not for you.
What? That's Tom's fancy restaurant.
For the Star Listener?
Yeah, for the Star Listener. We'll do dinner and Hand of Flowers for two. An overnight stay. Say hello to the boys in the kitchen.
Oh my god, you're joking!
We'll do the whole thing. Yeah,
right.
And then on top of that, we'll give you a book. I mean, the book's nothing, is it? We'll definitely do the book. In fact, for the next 10 guys, we'll do 10 books. Let's do 10 books.
What are you talking about? And he's throwing in his car.
Yeah, 10 books
and my wife.
Overnight stay at Nando Flowers.
Is that Scott saying that he's got a wife now? Is that breaking news? No,
not my wife.
Oh, Tom's wife. Sorry. I thought we got an amazing showbiz exclusive.
No.
Okay, so...
Never married.
So what you're saying is, for the next Star Listeners I can give out, I've got 10 books to play with.
You've got 10 books to play with, and you've also got dinner and overnight stay in the Hand of Flowers. So that's got to be someone proper special.
Wow.
That's got to be something special.
Okay, well, so I will give one of them away to a Star Listener at some point today. We don't know who it will be. It's very sort of, it's scattergun.
Yeah.
There's no formula to it. You can't ask for it either. It just happens. All right, well, I'll do my...
You randomly choose, mate.
I'll do my text. So, do you know what? I'll do it on the website and I've got to do more than 15 for that.
Brilliant.
Okay, good. Tom Kerridge, legend.
Thank you. Yeah.
Legend.
Oh, no problem at all.
That is what it's all about. It's about everyone mucking in, everyone giving up some stuff, maybe just for a day, to make yourself feel a lot better, and you'll have an amazing warm feeling inside. Legend, Tom Kerridge.
Thank you very much.
Leading by example, take Tom Kerridge's example. I mean, don't give away free meals. You don't have to do that.
No.
But you can donate your money to Comet Relief right now.
I mean, most of our listeners probably don't own a restaurant, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, that is a very fair point.
Yeah. Tom Kerridge, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing in the food. We need to do food jokes before you go. We haven't done the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what did one source say to the other source when they were playing hide and seek? Sawyer, that was the year four children at Bransgore Primary School. Thank you.
Deborah Povey says, what do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
Don't know.
A can't opener.
Yes.
This one's from Harry. What do you call a pea that's fallen out the bag? Escapee.
Oh, I love it.
That's good.
And this one is Jess from Surrey. One day there were two packets of crisps walking down the road. A bus pulls up and asks them if they want a lift, and they replied, no, thank you, we are walkers!
Yay!
Walkers!
It's the 24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief on Radio 1, and we have taken over Radio on Breakfast. Greg is here, and so is Ricky Gervais. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Here he is.
Here he is again.
He's back.
He's back.
This is your first time on The Breakfast Show.
Is
me.
It?
Yeah.
I know. It's too early, isn't it?
That's the problem with The Breakfast Show. It's too early.
But nice of you to bother for charity.
Yeah.
Because we know
I'm
that
all,
you...
I'm all heart.
What time do you get up, Ricky, normally?
8:45. Well, when I'm filming, I get up early. Like, yeah. I get up at 7 or something, you know.
7?
Yeah.
Careful.
I know, yeah. I still go to bed at 9.
And you go...
Like a little princess.
10 to 5. Actually, well, your new show, Afterlife.
Yeah.
It's I've noticed that it's filmed... It looks quite similar to the part of town that you live in.
Yes.
Did you film most of it on your doorstep?
Yes, I filmed some of it in Hampstead, where I have a house, and I filmed some of it in Beaconsfield, near where I have another house.
Yeah. So this is why you don't get up that early, even because you're like, well, bring the filming
bring
to,
it
me,
to me.
Or maybe I bought houses near where I thought were the perfect place to film. We don't know.
But it's all in that area.
It's all in the area.
Roll out
it's
of bed.
Exactly.
Roll back into the bath, then go to bed again.
And I had a dog for 6 weeks as well, so it was a lovely time.
There's a scene in it where you eat from a tin. Do you ever actually do that?
Oh, the things when I lived alone or when I was a student, I remember once I was drunk and starving and all I could steal from the communal kitchen was some shredded wheat, right, and a tin of cold beans. I didn't have other... So I laid out the shredded wheat to make it look like it was a bit of toast and then poured the cold beans on them and then just drank it from a bowl. Mm. I've had a bath with my shirts before because I had no money and I was in digs and it was like... I could either afford the laundrette or a bath. Mm. Right? So I just thought, no, I'll have a bath and put the shirts in. I wriggled round.
But I used to do that with plates. I don't know about you, Greg. Like, it was easier to wash stuff in the bath, fill a bath and then clean plates like that.
But hold on. But you were in it with it.
No,
I was in it with the shirts. But I think I'd have drawn the line at getting in with dirty plates. So, yeah. Particularly the people who have to eat off them afterwards.
Chris, have you been in the bath with dirty plates?
No, I'm saying that it was easier to wash everything rather than a sink.
But you weren't
in
the sink. He wasn't in with it.
No, I didn't get in.
But you can. And at my age, there's certain parts of my anatomy that are like a chamois leather. So I could just rub them over the plate and it would get off all the bits of...
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Like, you think a Brillo pad down there?
Yeah, there's a Brillo pad, a nice soft chamois leather.
It's Radio 1's 24-hour lolathon for Red Nose Day.
This is the 24-hour lolathon for Comet Relief, Scott, Chris, Greg and Ricky Gervais, and we're about to do Unpopular Opinion.
I'm scared.
Well, I think you'll be good at this.
What's this?
Unpopular Opinion is the thing I do on The Breakfast Show. Thanks for listening.
I told you!
Where we get a load of listeners. We've got loads of callers ready to go, so pop those headphones on, please.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm scared of the general public.
No, they love you very much.
I love them back.
They're all here, ready to go. Hi, everyone!
Hello.
We're going to do Unpopular Opinion and we go through the phones.
Right.
You'll be pleased to know it's also got a theme tune.
Right.
I know you are a great singer.
Yeah.
And you are allowed to sing this with me if you like. You'll get it. Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up till now that you've been scared to say. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Okay.
Brilliant.
And first up, Sophie!
Pets are not worth it.
Oh, this is the... Oh, Ricky is the worst person to say that to. He's the biggest lover of animals in the whole world.
Oh, my word. Dogs are the greatest thing on earth. They're amazing. They're intelligent. They're beautiful. They're loving. They're better than people. I love dogs. I go walking every day just to scruffle a dog, whether I'm in London or New York. I go to Hampstead Heath, Central Park. I know all the dogs by name. I have a scruffle when I feel better for the rest of the day. No. Oh, God, no.
It's just so much effort, and then they die, and then you buy another one.
But yeah, but
you could say that about anything.
You could say that about your nan.
Oh, welcome to the lolathon, everyone.
No.
You're gonna tell me, Ricky, I'm sorry.
And that is why it's a great unpopular opinion. Sophie is a good start. Oh. We go again. We can sing this time, you know it now.
Okay.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up till now that you've been scared to say.
Oh, we love it. Yeah.
Too many syllables, but...
Yeah.
Sophie and now James.
Ghosting is the kindest way to end a relationship.
Mm. Ghosting.
Is that just ignoring them?
You just completely ignore them, like, all of a sudden.
Yeah. But what if you're living together?
You go to ghosting level 2.
Go on, what's that?
Walk out the house.
You've got to do a sneak exit.
How many people have you ghosted?
A It's a very personal question.
But yeah. I reckon it's not.
Just an expert. Just done my research.
I think the kindest way to end a relationship is to fake your own death. And then they think become an actual ghost.
You've gone a hero at that point.
It's a very good unpopular opinion, James. Thank you very much.
Quite controversial. So far,
controversial. That's what we want on the Lolathon. Again, again.
Come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up to now that you can get to say.
It's quite high. Yeah.
Next, we have Naomi.
I hate Chewbacca with passion.
Yeah, he's annoying. And I'm meant to be scared of that idiot fluffy bear. Punch him straight in the face, even if he does rip your arm off. Yeah, get out. What's wrong with you? What is it in particular, Naomi, that you don't like?
That annoying sound he makes. I can't be in the same room as him or it.
Is he round a lot?
it's not a big phobia, though, is it? What are you scared of? Chewbacca? I think you'll be all right.
Walking in.
I'm scared of spiders and they get in under your sink, whereas if I went into the bathroom and Chewbacca was in the bath, I'd be so annoyed.
Let's go again. Sophie, James and Naomi, let's see what's next. And
come and give us your popular opinion. Something up to now that you've been scared to say.
Almost nailed it.
Okay, and next we have Aaron.
The Rock plays the same character in every film.
Well, he's playing himself.
Yeah. The problem is with The Rock is that he looks so much like The Rock.
And he's in every film.
Yeah. I was surprised it didn't pop up in Afterlife, actually, as the boss.
I don't mind dissing Chewbacca, but I feel bad about actually dissing someone that exists. But I think you've got to agree with this unpopular opinion. Yeah.
Have you ever tried to get him on one of your shows as The Rock?
That worked. I don't know. In Afterlife.
I've only seen episode one.
Or Derek.
Derek.
This is great. This is my favourite game in the world. Another one.
We've got nothing else.
We not think of one? Have you got one? Unpopular opinion?
Yeah. I don't know.
Dude, get the theme tune. Maybe
I wouldn't know.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, come and give us your unpopular opinion. Something up till now that you've been scared to say.
We've had Sophie and James, Naomi and Aaron, and finally, Ricky.
Oh,
this feels dangerous.
Humanity is a plague, and the world would be a better place if all people were wiped off the face of it and went back to nature. And I can't wait for that to happen one day.
Good.
Ricky, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for being on the Lolathon. Afterlife is available now on Netflix and we'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ricky. DNCE, Cake by the Ocean on BBC Radio 1. It's going so well for DNCE, the Jonas Brothers are back together.
I'm just pleased that Kevin's going to get some work.
I am as well, because I loved him in Married to Jonas.
Where does that leave Jinju?
Who?
Jinju from DNCE.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I'm imagining they're just on hiatus. I don't think it's all over.
No idea.
But they never replicated the success of Cake by the Ocean.
No, it's just nice that Kev sort of gets out of the house.
Yeah.
To have to sit at home playing PlayStations.
Married to Jonas was one of my favourite shows because it was so... The cliffhangers at the end of each episode was so rubbish. It was on E! Channel. And I remember it was about Kevin Jonas and his wife and their Hollywood Hills home. I think one of the cliffhangers from one of the episodes was... which store are they going to get the cutlery from? And that was the cliffhanger.
You've lost it.
I've got to say, this is
utterly bizarre. I don't know what the hell that was.
With that moment.
Can I say something? Rob Beck here. I've not been introduced. I was about to sit down. Hello, is everyone okay? It feels like falling apart.
Have you had any sleep?
I was just recounting one of my
favourite Marriage to Jonas episodes.
Do you know what it felt like? Sorry, I didn't know what you were talking about. I came in, it felt like three blokes in a pub. They're all a little bit worse for wear.
That's exactly
talking about their mate that was getting married and they're not close to him anymore.
That's it, you nailed it. And Rob Beckett, you have nailed the vibe today. That is what's happening. Anyway, very nice to see you.
Thanks for having me in.
Thanks for coming in. Despite that last bit,
it's been going
amazingly well. We've had Tom Kerridge in, we have Ricky Gervais doing Unpopular Opinion. We were halfway through a David Beckham joke.
Yeah.
David Beckham has literally sent a joke in.
All right.
So you're the perfect person to critique this.
It was only when you arrived the terrible anecdotes began.
It's okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Save us, Rob.
You've got a joke from David Beckham. What more do you want?
Well, I've not heard it.
I mean, I'd rather a free kick, but from him, you know, that's what he's best at. But we'll take a joke.
When are we hearing the Beckham joke?
Is this something we're on now? The radio now?
This
we're
is
on
live.
The radio.
Wow.
Yeah. This isn't a meeting.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah. You should have heard the bit.
I didn't know if I was getting briefed or not.
It's not a planning meeting,
so this is happening. This is a show.
We are in it.
Okay,
we're live.
Sure,
I mean, you should have heard the bit. We were just live on Lorraine about half an hour ago. It was an absolute mess. But anyway, when are we going to get this Beckham joke? This is annoying me now.
Right, it's your show. We're on Radio and Breakfast, so you decide.
I want to hear it.
Now.
We need to hear it now. It's on behalf of all the listeners who will be annoyed waiting to get on with their lives.
Okay.
We need to find out that David Beckham has sent us a joke for the Lolathon.
If it's good, though, I will be annoyed. Because he's good at football, beautiful, and now funny.
And going into stand-up.
Yeah.
Okay.
If this is funny, then you know what to do. I don't need to tell you anymore. But yeah, just text LOL.
Well, and if it's not funny,
I don't
well,
think he's all right.
To 70205. Right. To be fair, Rob, it's just been this link. It's been really troublesome for me.
We do need to tell everyone exactly what to do to donate. So, to show your support and make a donation of £5 to Comet Relief, text the word LOL to 70205. Text will cost £5 plus your standard network message charge, and 100% of your donation will go to Comet Relief. You must be 16 or over, and please ask the bill payer's permission, full terms and conditions. And for more information or to donate any amount, go to the Radio 1 website. And if you find this David Beckham joke funny...
Or not.
Covering all bases.
Reminds me, be prepared. So we shouldn't rule out donations.
No, not at all.
No, maybe it should just be, if you're listening to this joke.
Yeah. If you receive the joke in your ears.
And donate. Okay, here we go.
Let's play, Rob, what we've got so far and see if he thinks it's going to be funny or not, okay?
Hi, Scott and Chris. Best of luck with the Radio 1 Lolathon. I have a joke for you. What did the elephant...
Okay.
What do we think?
He's delivering it like he's doing a drive-through McDonald's order or something. So I'm not sure if the delivery's there, but okay, we've got an elephant. Let's see where it is.
All right. Here we go.
I'm excited.
And now on the...
You've got tension music now.
24-hour Lolathon. David Beckham.
How long have you got left of
Sir your... David Beckham.
Oh, ages.
Is it?
Ages, okay.
Yeah, like,
you'll have a second wind, you'll be all right.
Is he a sir? We should address him.
No, he's not. Let's not go down that alley.
No.
Oh, no, don't worry.
Okay.
Right.
Here we go. It's the David Beckham joke.
Hi, Scott and Chris. Best of luck with the Radio 1 Lolathon. I have a joke for you. What did the elephant say to the naked man? How do you eat with that?
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
No,
okay,
no, come on. It is a good one.
That's good. I wasn't expecting it.
No.
I just got
I wasn't expecting it. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. The trunk.
Yeah.
The trunk.
Just got it.
It's a penis joke.
Yeah.
It's a penis joke.
I tell you what, the joke works, but it feels like he's delivering it like he's OBE. He's got an OBE, David Beckham. It sounds like he's delivering it, like he's been taken hostage. That's my issue. But it's a great, great joke, but I just think that. But you don't need to put the energy in it when you look like him.
But if that's how we've got the joke, that's fine as well. The point is, the joke has arrived.
Correct.
And thank you, David Beckham, OBE.
What I will say also is that in many ways, he was held hostage and told to do a joke for us. So that's why...
That's fair enough.
It does sound like he's...
What's worrying me here, though, is... Chris, this is your computer here. You've Googled David Beckham. Yeah. What was you hoping to find out?
I was wondering to see if he's...
That you don't already know.
See if he's knighted.
Oh, OK.
That usually happens when you don't know who the guest is. So you're about to speak to him. And you're about to go, oh, who is...
What's that? How do you spell that? B-E-C-K? Is it? All right, hang on. Oh, he's good looking, isn't he? What's he done, then?
Does David Beckham... Does David Beckham think elephants eat with their trunk, not their mouths?
Well, we don't need to over-explain it, but... Should we hear it one more time in full?
I'd like that.
Yeah, let's get Beckham back on the air.
Hi, Scott and Chris. Best of luck with the Radio 1 Lolathon. I have a joke for you.
He's reading
What that, did the elephant say to the naked man? How do you eat with that?
Beckett's
I
back.
I did. Rob Beckett's back in. Oh, should we do some jokes?
Yeah.
Should we do those first. Freya, aged 8. I had to wait ages at the hairdresser's the other day. It was so hot and busy that there was a barbecue outside.
Rafe, aged 10. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta.
Good.
Yeah.
I've got one from Nigel saying, I taught my dog to play the trumpet on the London Underground. He went from barking to tooting in an hour.
That's one of my favourite ones we've had.
That's a nice
good.
One, isn't it?
That is a good
it's
one.
It's funny seeing a dog with a trumpet, isn't it? Imagery's key for these.
Good morning, Jacob Cooper, who's 4.5. Thanks for your donation earlier, Jacob, and thank you for your joke as well. Where does a fish keep its money? In the riverbank. I worry we've had that one before.
Shame.
No, I'm not going to ring.
So good you do it twice.
Shame yourself.
Yeah, I'm not sure we did. Don't worry about it.
All right. Thanks, Jacob. Rob Beckett, how was your experience in the Radio 1 phone room?
Oh, it was so demoralising for those poor callers.
Why?
There was no... So I couldn't really have a chat with them because I basically went, hello, what's your joke? And then they ultimately did a joke that either wasn't funny or was too confusing because it was a smart one. I just had to go... Oh, thanks.
But that's fine.
Really? Oh, it was a horrible experience.
But it's but you're very used to sort of like quick bits of chat with a load of people on all together now. You're like you're running around.
Yes, a lot of them have sort of one-liners thrown at me. But that's back on Saturday all together now. But it was all right though. We got some jokes at the end, I think.
Good. That show has done amazingly well. It must be. It's a lot for you to deal with. There's a lot of people you've got to run around and talk to.
Well, there's basically 100 judges, and then someone comes out and sings, and they stand up and join in if they like it. And then I've nothing's written, so I just go out and improvise with them. So I just go out and tell the person what score they got, and then I just have to improvise with these characters, I'd say.
But the judges always get up quickly, don't they? Because then they get on TV more.
Well, not always. There's some of them, sometimes there's very low scores, which will be this week. So it's not, because also if they start doing that, then they start getting grief from the other judges because they're not taking it seriously. So we sort of wheedle them out in the first series. Nice. And now we've got proper judges.
And of all your years of being a stand-up comic and, you know, touring around the UK and all of that, did you ever think that you would be paired with Jerry Halliwell?
No, it was
that
very
is
surreal.
The most incredible pairing.
It was very surreal, me and Ginger Spice just knocking about together. Especially because they were doing the Spice Girls reunion when we were filming it. So like, I'd like walk past the dressing room and she's like, oh, Rob, come and say hello. And I'm just like waving at the Spice Girls on FaceTime.
Oh, wow.
It was so surreal. I mean, when they first came out, she probably won't like me saying this, but I was in primary school.
Yeah.
And I performed as Baby Spice in a end of year assembly and a tribute to the Spice Girls.
I get that.
And did you not decide to dress up as that in the Series 1 rap party?
I was tempted to go for a full Baby Spice, but my hair was just too short for it.
But altogether now did so well last time, didn't it?
Yeah, so it's had really good ratings. So we're back again. Yeah, so Saturday nights, BBC One, and it's good. It's nice as well. You can watch it with all your family. I can watch it with my kids and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's good fun.
7:35 on Saturday.
Good family fun. Like Lolathon.
That's right.
Good family fun.
Rob, thank you so much for spending your time today with the Lolathon.
No worries, thanks for having me.
Did you get some good jokes for Anne Hegarty?
Honestly, we had some great ones.
Honestly, is the only policy on this show.
The problem with it is, right, you need a very simple setup to make the punchline work. Because it's a smart one, the punchlines are very confusing. So I spent a lot of my time going, I don't know what that word is. And then you described what the word was.
Well, we heard the one, we sort of dipped in and we heard the gross one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
Right.
So,
but I think that would work well for the governess.
Well, potentially, if she's heard of the word gross. But
when's the governess in?
You're really relying on
next. Next. Right, so I don't think we'll do it then.
Chris,
these jokes cannot be spoiled.
We're having a debate about
She's
that.
Getting salty again.
Yeah, Chris Stark is getting really arsy.
Since you became a drag queen at 3 a.m.
I'm going to go have a Twix.
Euphemism. We're hearing news just in that the Vatican City no longer accepting cash or card. Does anyone know the punchline? Now it's just PayPal.
Have you done 24 hours of this? You must be going loopy.
Yeah, I am. It Thanks, Rob, for that one.
The great thing is they haven't. They're not really. They've got ages to go yet.
Yeah, I know.
They're until one.
Oh. It's just so hollow. The delivery's so sad.
Explain this one then. So
there's just so no joy Michelle. In your soul. You're ruining comedy.
That's the tagline. We're ruining comedy.
The Lolathon. Ruining comedy.
It's from Michelle. What do donkeys in Blackpool get for lunch? Half an hour, like everyone else.
Oh, actually, I think it should be an hour by now, shouldn't it?
Should be an hour, yeah.
Working time directive. I don't know if that's going to change in a couple of weeks, but it should be an hour. Top.
In my current state, I might sit this next bit out. It's Scott Mills with Chris Stark. Greg James is here. Rob Beckett's here. And now we're joined by Anne Hegarty. Good morning.
Good morning,
good morning.
Anne.
Good morning.
The governess is
the
so
gov,
nice to meet
yes,
you.
Gov.
The governess herself. Now, Rob's been in the phone room, busily searching for a joke that will match your credentials.
Jolly good.
So we've got Ash on the line. Good morning, Ash.
Good morning, guys.
Now, you were one of the people that you spoke with Rob in the phone room. So
I did indeed.
You must have really impressed Rob with your amazing joke.
I hope so.
Okay. Yeah. We struggled a bit at the top, but once you describe what one of those words meant, we were on fire, weren't we, Ash?
It wasn't a sofa. Yeah. It definitely wasn't a sofa.
I thought you were talking about futons, but let's crack on with it and then we'll see if Anne loves it.
Is this a joke that any of us apart from Anne will understand?
Possibly not.
Okay. Oh, it's like one of them ones on Only Connect. I'm like... All right.
This is what we're after, though, Ash. This is perfect. So please deliver your joke to the governors.
A photon is checking in at the reception of a hotel. The porter comes up and says, "Can I take your bags?" He says, "No, it's okay, thanks. I'm travelling light."
Yes!
Oh, good.
Governors loved it.
What was the punchline?
Well,
the punchline is, "No, I'm travelling light."
Yeah.
Which is what a photon is. It's travelling light.
Well, I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It's a good one. That's what we're after.
It's great. I've got a little bit of feedback if you want it, though. I'd say with when they ask, "Can I take your bags?" go, "I haven't got any." Not, "No, thanks." Because saying "no, thanks" implies I've still got them, but I don't want you to take them. If you say, "haven't got any," good, then you're travelling light. But apart from that, it's absolutely...
I like it.
Smashed it, Ash. Governors loved it.
Good comedy feedback.
Excellent.
Ash, with your day.
There was only one laugh in the room, and that was from the governess. So
that's what happens. The one who got it.
Well, yeah, that's what happens. If you're going to go for elitist comedy, then you're going to get the elite laughing. Us little, you know, idiots, we're not getting that, are we? Chris was actually unconscious when that was read out.
No, well, I just decided to, I just thought, this isn't going to be for me. I'll disconnect.
Yeah, you fully disconnected.
I disconnected just for 30 seconds
like,
there. Little nap.
I was out. Yeah.
I just didn't even bother to let it go into the ears.
No. Do we have any more jokes that people apart from Anne might understand?
We should all get this one. Maybe this is one for you, Rob, actually. Serene from Falmouth. I got a horse the other day.
Wow.
And named it Mayo. Guess what? Mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah. Because, yeah, there.
Okay.
Anne, have you got some? Have you got some good jokes there?
I've got some jokes.
Okay, sure.
Yes, Anne.
Yeah. Jamie, age 12, says, "What is a rabbit's favourite type of music?" Hip hop.
Hip hop.
Yes. Okay.
And Luke, age 9, wants to know, "Why did the toilet roll stop rolling down the hill?" "It got stuck in a crack." I don't understand that one.
Age nine. Legend.
Start him young.
I do, I'm afraid.
Also, I like how he delivered it like it was a question on a phone-in. And he'd like to know why.
Caden Couchman, age 7, wants to know, "Why is soup called soup?" "Because it's super hot."
Yes. Yeah, good.
He's right. Never had gazpacho.
No.
Which is cold.
One day, Caden.
When you grow up, Caden.
There's a lot of agreeing to these jokes. You read them out and everyone goes, yep.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, not laughing.
It works. If it is, I'm doing it wrong.
Yeah. That, when I come and see your next stand-up show.
And everyone goes,
yep.
I'm just going to go, yeah, good one.
Yep. It's like the house is a parliament. Yeah.
The eyes to the left. The nose. I think we should do that. Instead of laughing at our next stand-up show, just go, good one.
Yep, good one. Next one, please.
We've just done thousands now, so we're like, next.
Hi, it's a couple of cuts. Hi, Rob here from South London. Why does a squirrel swim upside down to keep his... I can't say the punchline this morning.
Yeah, good one.
Dry.
Next. <Yep. laughs> All right, so thank you, Greg, for letting us take over your show today.
Is that it? Oh, my God, it's 10 o'clock.
I know. You've had an absolute touch. You don't even do Fridays anymore, do you? You're nailing life.
Living the dream.
Weekend starts Thursday here, Rob.
So, hang on.
You're on again later, aren't you?
So Clara's going to go through with you till Newsbeat at 12:45.
Yeah, and then we're done.
Then you're done.
And you're on.
I'm on from 1 o'clock today.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm back on.
So how long we got left?
Well, because you're done, aren't you? You can't carry on.
3 hours left.
You've got 3 hours left.
Why are you back on? I've not got someone else.
Well, thanks a lot.
No.
I do the breakfast show, mate.
Yeah, I know, but then why are you doing 1 till 4 as well? You have to get up early.
It's not, I don't mind.
Yeah, but you would have to do your show then, which would be too much.
Yeah, we don't want that. I'm giving you a break.
Oh, I see. Well, no, it's very kind. I don't mean to sound ungrateful.
A kindness.
Well, cheers, Greg. We're doing the same for you.
I mean, I'm getting paid, but fine.
You're getting paid? Are you getting paid, Anne? I'm not getting paid.
Am I getting paid?
No, I work here.
It's for comic relief, Greg!
Yeah, but it's my radio show.
But are you getting paid for today?
Yeah, I'm getting paid
radio show.
I'm not.
Donate yeah, it.
You are getting paid to do your radio show.
What are you donating? We are.
I don't know.
We don't want to get bogged down in this.
Pay for my train ticket.
I reckon you should just stop and donate your fee.
I think this is one to discuss while the music's playing, guys. It's Martin myself from Homans Under the Hammer. I can't even say it. Yeah. Homans Under the Hammer. Yay. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, well done.
You haven't got a problem here because we're actually on telly at the moment, which is really bad news. Yeah.
What, you mean it's recorded?
Shattering showbiz dreams.
I thought it was all live.
Watch it on iPlayer. Watch it on iPlayer. You've got to listen to this. We've got to raise loads of money for you.
Now, we do a game on this show, on my show, not this show, called the Homans Under the Hammer game. Because what I like that you do on the show is whatever you're talking about, you cleverly match the music up afterwards. Yeah. Now, whose job is that? I've always wondered.
Oh, there's a whole team of people and they are absolute magicians. When I first started, I came up with a few suggestions, but I have to admit, they're always better. Yeah. They deserve huge credit.
They live in dark corridors and in cellars and things. They spend hours checking on the internet.
I'll tell you what, Clara and Chris, that's where the money is. There's a whole team of people to decide what music goes after what they just said.
That's a great job.
That's really quite a good job.
Martin, I've got to ask you a question about Homes Under the Hammer. So when you don't know what to say about the place, do you just say that you're going to knock it through?
Yeah.
Is that just the easy option?
I like open plan. No, it's not the easy option.
You knock everything
it's a very
through.
Good, I think you should just totally go for open plan at every opportunity.
Yeah.
It's not. No, I consider the opinion, please, and then I decide to knock it all down. One big room, open plan living, that's what people want these days.
But if you're cooking a kipper in the kitchen, you don't
kipper.
Necessarily... You want the smell to be closed off. You sometimes want a little...
extractor fans.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Sticking an extractor fan.
Okay, I'm going to
squabbles
play...
between presenters and here in the studio, live on Radio 1.
Cooking a kipper, you say? Okay, I've got... some Homes Under the Hammer game to play. Now, we do this on my show and people love it. Play along at home, please, and let us know what you think the answers are. So you have to listen to the clues because the clues will direct you to what song they're going to play directly after they've described the house. Okay, so, Clara, Chris, you ready?
Yes. I'm ready.
Okay. Are we allowed to play?
No, because you'll know. Well, probably won't. You do like a million episodes a year.
Yeah.
But here's clue number one. What's the song going to be after this?
But this spacious place had a lot going for it, including a kitchen, where Dion stuck to the party line.
I'm wanting to make the kitchen a feature of the house, because that's where all the parties end up. You know that, don't you?
Okay, so there's going to be a lot of parties, is what I'm getting there, because parties were said twice.
He's going to knock that through. That's what he's saying, isn't he? He wants a big party room.
Yeah.
I reckon it's going to be some kind of party song.
Probably. So even your tired brains can work this one out.
What's that Rita Ora one? Party and party and...
Remember, a lot of the editors are quite old.
Okay.
I think more Joe somebody. Joe.
S-Club.
Joe. Oh, S-Club Party.
Yeah.
Joe, no.
Possibly somebody to do Bill Wyman. I don't know. I'm getting confused here.
Do you know the answer to this, Martin? Do you remember this?
Yeah, but I can't quite remember who sang it.
I love that you would remember every episode.
Well, I don't remember every episode, but at least it's so obvious.
It's my party.
I'm going to look so stupid if it's not the right one.
Oh, it's my party.
No.
Pink, maybe.
Where the parties always take place?
Kitchen.
And who wrote a song pretty much along those lines?
I will always pot in the kitchen at parties.
There's a rat in my kitchen.
Boom!
I don't know who sings it, but that one.
Somebody with a really gravelly voice.
Yeah.
It won't be Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO.
Sadly not.
Or Sorry for Party Rocking.
What about Pink Get the Party Started?
Yes.
That's a great one.
Okay, should we go for that?
Oh, well, what's that? I'm coming up, so you better...
Shirley Bassey's version of the...
Yes, right. Should we team up on this? Let's just try to figure it out between us, Clara. Yeah. Okay, Shirley Bassey.
I'm going for the kitchen party song.
All right, fine.
Okay.
We've already broken up then. So, Shirley Bassey, for me, I'm coming up. That one.
Get the party started.
Party started.
Okay, you ready?
It's still through the kitchens, does it?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm going for. Clara, what are you going for?
The kitchenette parties.
Yeah, good girl.
Okay. Yeah.
Here we go.
But this spacious place had a lot going for it, including a kitchen where Dion stuck to the party line.
I'm wanting to make the kitchen a feature of the house because that's where all the parties end up. You know that, don't you?
You tricked me.
I didn't.
I thought
so close.
That's a good one.
Pink was my first
thought. I actually thought it was the one I said.
Do I get half a point for Bassy?
Why? That's nothing like Pink.
But it's the same lyrics, isn't it? I'm coming up.
Okay, yeah, half a point because it's the same song.
Is she the one that also did the original Diamonds Are Forever?
She is.
But she didn't do she wasn't the person that originally did Get the Party Started.
Oh, wow, the tension of being awake for 22 hours.
I can't even
I really started to feel it between you two.
Pink did the original Get the Party Started.
All right.
Then Shirley covered it. Diamonds Are Forever, however, wasn't
You're
originally...
You're joking me.
But yeah, it wasn't originally by Carly.
Pink did the original one. Did she actually?
Yeah.
We're getting into really dangerous, I think you'll find, chin straight territory
okay,
here,
fine.
Aren't we?
Anyway, so no one got a point for that. All right, let's do the next one.
Next one. Here's your clues. What song's going to be afterwards on Homes Under the Hammer?
So, why not think about turning the whole property on its head? Have your main living areas up here and the bedrooms downstairs. It's unusual, and in general, people don't like the bedrooms being downstairs, but in a location like this, it might work. Something to consider.
Oh.
Something to consider.
Tricky. It was about the bedroom being downstairs, right?
Yeah. I can't think of any songs.
Oliver, consider yourself at home.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Bedrooms
upstairs upside
or down.
Upside down.
I need to hear this
down
again.
Down under.
What's that song? Bedrock. You know, call me Fred Flintstone.
I can make your bedrock. Oh yes, Nicki Minaj and Young Money. Yeah.
Young Money.
I'm going for that, please.
It won't be that. Martin said the editors are old.
Rihanna, California King Bed.
Oh, that's quite good. Let's hear it again.
So, why not think about turning the whole property on its head? Have your main living areas up here and the bedrooms downstairs. It's unusual, and in general, people don't like the bedrooms being downstairs, but in a location like this, it might work.
I'm changing
Something
my answer.
Something to consider.
What's your answer?
Because it's all going upside down. I'm going Blazing Squad, flip reverse it.
Oh!
What about Diana Ross upside down?
I was just going to say that.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it's up to you two.
Well, I'm going Diana Ross, you know.
I'll go Blazing Squad then.
Let's find out.
So, why not think about turning the whole property on its head? Have your main living areas up here and the bedrooms downstairs. It's unusual, and in general, people don't like the bedrooms being downstairs, but in a location like this, it might work. Something to consider.
Yes, Clara!
Yes! Woo! Queen Diana.
Well done, Clara.
Inside out.
Because the house was being turned upside down. Right, so we've got Martin and Martel here. Have we got any more jokes, guys?
I got a joke, yeah.
Okay, go on, Martin.
Lion walks into a bar, says, have you got any jobs? Barman says, no, I haven't got any jobs. Why don't you try the circus? The lion says, why would the circus need a barman?
Very good.
Hey.
So this guy walks into a pet shop and says, got to buy a wasp, please. We don't sell wasps. Guy says, you got one on the window.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you a Scottish joke?
Yes.
What's the difference between Bing Crosby and Walt Disney? Bing Sillings and Walt Disney.
Ooh, how many thriller writers does it take to change a light bulb? Two. One to take it almost all the way there, and to put in the final twist.
Wow.
I've got one from Philip that's been sent in. Went to the zoo the other day and there was a baguette in a cage. The zookeeper said it was bred in captivity.
Ooh.
Not bad.
More jokes, please. Lol at bbc.co.uk.
Why are there no painkillers in the jungle?
Don't know.
Because the paracetamol.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a classic, that. Right, guys, thank you so much for being part of our Homes Under the Hammer experience today on the Lolathon. Thank you so much.
Well done, you guys.
Legends.
Radio 1's 24-hour Lolathon for Red Nose Day with Scott Mills and Chris Stark.